Hi, well, today is Thursday, February 21st, and this is Lauren Bendit of the University of Wisconsin Oral History Program, and I will be interviewing Andy Baker for the second time about his experiences at the Forest Products Lab.
Thought of a few things, and I wrote them down.
Okay, well, we can just go in order what you have.
Sure. Do you know how, why, or how the FPL got here?
Oh, no.
Now, in 1910, University of Wisconsin made the best offer to the USDA. And the best offer was a building with heat and electricity. You know where the building was?
Mm-hmm.
You know where mechanical engineering is?
Yes.
It's the one closest to the railroad track.
Okay.
It used to be the, I forget now. Right, for minerals. And about 20 years ago, the university was giving the laboratory $1,500 a year from 1910 until about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lab decided that they should give that back to the university, so it goes to the forestry department now for one of the students there, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I came here, there was 450 people at the laboratory. And the big buildings of the north weren't there yet.
And what year was that?
1956. 450 people in less space than we have now. And during World War II, there was 800 people here. Not all on site. Some places they rented buildings. And now I think there's 200 or less. And another thing, we're talking about the ethanol fuel. In 1916, at the Dane County Fair, the laboratory had a tractor out there running on alcohol made from wood.
What year was that?
1916.
Wow.
Or 17, something like that. That's in some of the, probably the history books that are already in place. Weather makes my nose run, especially when I'm outside.
Trying to.
Well, I think it's important that they write something about the cooperation between the lab and the university. And I was in the wood chemistry division, and in that division, there was usually a couple or more students who were getting a master's degree or a doctorate degree in chemistry or chemical engineering. And we would have some project that we wanted to do, and something that would maybe take 2 or 3 years. And so we'd contact chemical engineering or chemistry and tie in with a professor, and they would have laboratory space here to do their work, and the professor would be the one who would take care of the student. But when they were over here, we did that on a daily basis. And I know I had two ChemE students getting PhDs, and 3 mechanical engineers, and 2 dairy science students, and 1 ag engineering. And they would, except for mechanical engineering, they would work over here. In mechanical engineering, we had the equipment over there. And so I would see them, well, some of them every day, and some of them once a week. And that worked out pretty good.
Did they work on projects for the lab?
Yes. Okay. It's something we wanted done.
Oh.
And it always worked out pretty good. Students liked it here, I think, and they had some space. They had an office and a desk and a lab space, chemical benches and everything.
Yeah.
And they have the library here. Lots of things that you wouldn't get at the university. And you'd have somebody around all the time that you could talk to. My best office when I was here, down where the pulp and paper building is now on the north side, in the middle 30s, in the Depression area, the laboratory started building and ways to build low-cost housing. And they built two buildings there, houses, and one of them was a two-story house. It had three bedrooms upstairs and a bathroom, and downstairs was the normal things. But one of the offices upstairs had a French door that was, floor to almost ceiling. And on one side, like over there, and over here was a big window. And I had my office there. And in the summertime, of course, there was no air conditioning in those days. Mm-hmm. And you could open that door and the window and you'd have a nice breeze. It was really a nice place.
Yeah.
And we were out of the way from everybody else. And it was quiet. And it was the best space I had. I had one like this upstairs, mm-hmm. on the third floor. Well, the house was built here, and President Roosevelt's wife came and visited, and she looked through the houses, and that was quite a thing for the laboratory to have. Have the president's wife come here. And those buildings are, when we built the new buildings out there, they had to dismantle the two-story house. But the one-story house, they moved over where the parking lot is now, and it was for daycare. I think university or hospital people bring their children there, and it was a nice space. And while I was here, I had quite a bit of international or various countries, and usually it was, I would get my way paid for to go to a meeting or something. And, I guess I was in. We worked for USAID and IEA, is International Energy Association, and the state of Michigan. And I went to. Traveled to Australia, New Guinea, the Philippines, Japan, England, France, Germany, and the Scandinavians, Norway, Sweden, and Finland, and Brazil. So that was quite a nice trips all the time. Usually take an extra week and spend it. My wife would travel with me.
All for meetings?
Yes. I think the laboratory only paid for one trip, and that was for a business. There's the International Forest Products Association. I forget the name of it now, but they had their 100th anniversary. And that was in Germany and in France. And I think that's all I have down here. Yes, it is. Any questions?
I think that you answered all of our questions
okay.
last time around.
Mm-hmm. FPL and the university and the students is quite important. And quite a few of those students went into the wood industry, mm-hmm. either chemical engineers or chemistry. And of course, there's other groups here that work directly with wood. Those people had a chance to get into the forest products industry too.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep in touch with any of them?
Not now.
No.
No. Now, when I left here, I didn't want to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I didn't use I haven't used a computer since then. My wife does, but if I want anything done, I have her do it. So, well, that was real quick, and that's about what I had in mind.
Okay. Well, thank you for